Welcome to the K-Launch Studios, the Electrify Your Message podcast, powered by K-Launch, the organization that delivers software to advance human interaction through experiential mobile messaging, chatbots, and conversational AI. In today's episode, we cover how conversational AI technology is revolutionizing the healthcare industry with everything from empathetic pre-surgery and post-surgery operational engagements to insurance and billing correspondence. Stay tuned as we dive in here on the Electrify Your Message podcast. Welcome back to the program. My name is Josh Ross, the CEO of K-Launch, headquartered in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I have a special guest here in studio with us today, John Kidd. John, welcome to the program.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Today, we're going to cover, like I said on the, at the top, we're going to cover more about how conversational AI technology is connecting with folks in healthcare. I know that we serve a broad number of folks across the country already with conversational messaging and it's interesting with everything that's happening with chatbot GPT and all the stuff that's going on around the country when we talk about conversational messaging. But, you know, maybe you could share with us just a little bit about the landscape in healthcare and what we're seeing as some of the challenges in the space overall.
Yeah, well, you know, some of the new AI technologies are definitely getting AI out in the public, the excitement around it, and definitely some interest and those kind of things. But I think it's still a leap for people to get from, okay, AI can write a paper for me, but how does that really help me at my business, right? So we've seen, like, on the provider side, urgent care, hospitals, physician offices, surgery centers, even with enormous amount of money spent on, you know, frankly, some pretty good products, you know, electronic health records, scheduling modules, different things.
ERP systems, all this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And some of them are really good products. But I think on the provider side, people still struggle with administratively having to handle tasks that they get swamped with that are not automated. They don't give the customer, the patient, a good experience. You're filling out the same stuff, the same paperwork, your name and your address and your insurance information, the same stuff over and over every appointment you go on.
Yeah, I actually had an experience with that a couple of weeks ago. I've had some health situations going on, nothing serious, but going into the every different doctor's office that I went into, I think I shared with you, they want me to fill out a clipboard of information, right? And it's every time you go in, and they should have that information stored. They should know more about me personally. I shouldn't have to fill out that same information all the time. And so I think that's so true. It's happening throughout. And the lack of, I think it almost disconnects the patient from the experience, because the patient, when you are a patient, you may be nervous. You may not have been there before. You know, nobody likes to go into the doctor's office necessarily. So having a message sent to me ahead of time to say, hey, Josh, we're looking forward to seeing you on Tuesday, and, you know, fill out the form here or something like that. Those are all things that can walk us down the path of a better experience.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it's not just the tedious nature of having to repeat that. It's every time there's a problem, you have to call a call center, or you have to call your physician's office. And that person sitting behind the desk is answering those same questions over and over and over again all day. Where, you know, with our technology, we can walk people through that process, and we can remember who they are. And if there's a problem, they can ask us a question, and we can resolve 80, 90s, you know, sometimes close to 100% of those issues without bogging down people sitting in an office trying to do other things to provide quality care.
Absolutely. I mean, we did a bunch of research, and I know you know about that research. You know, what outside of food, water, and shelter, what are the other aspects of human connection? And everybody wants to be heard, understood, known, and valued. And I think that that's so important when it comes to any vertical that we interact with messaging wise. But for brands to understand, in this case, hospital organizations, healthcare organizations, to understand the impact of a connection with people and the empathetic nature of knowing who they are and listening to their concerns, you know, those are all really important things for people to understand. And if you operate,
we obviously haven't done a big national survey of how patients feel about those categories of being seen, heard,
sure,
known, valued, understood.
Yeah.
But I would put it in the rare category, right? When you hear a patient talk about their doctor and they love them, it's pretty rare. Oh, it's the greatest office. They make me, you know, they take care. You just don't hear that very often.
Yeah.
It's more of the, you know, oh man, I hate to go there. They were 2 hours behind, and you know, just all the issues. They don't care about me. You know, they're just running me through there. We can solve a lot of those issues.
Tell me a little bit about the data aspects of these connections with people. So I know, you know, for healthcare organizations, they have like things like Epic. We talked about the ERP systems and that kind of stuff, and how all good technologies, all for the intended the right purpose of understanding personalization and connection and those kind of things, and being able to store all the patient records and data and information. But I mean,
one great example is the surgery example, right? So before, when you've gone to a doctor and they've determined you need a surgery, right? And you've gone to the specialist and they've looked at you, they've looked at your x-rays or your MRIs or whatever your labs say, there's a procedure that you have to go through. You have to get your blood taken. In many cases, you have to have a physical before you can go under anesthesia and have surgery. So to walk somebody through that process and document every aspect of that process where, you know, your surgery is 2 weeks out. Hey, have you had your physical yet? Have you had your blood taken? We don't have the documentation yet. You know, let's make sure you schedule. Do you need to schedule that? Let us schedule that for you. And then there's a procedure the night before surgery. You know, you can't eat, you can't drink water after a certain amount of time. And when we send those messages out, we know that the person read them.
Yeah.
They've opened that message and they've read it. They spent 27 seconds or a minute and 25 seconds reading that information, or they haven't. And we say, hey, you have got surgery tomorrow. Just want to make sure you know what the deal is. You haven't eaten. Confirm that they're ready to go.
Yeah.
Before it falls apart 5 minutes before they're supposed to, you know, be there for surgery. So, and then you go through your surgery, and then there's the follow-up and the post-surgery instructions. We know if they read it, we know if they had it. We didn't, you know, the papers that they get handed today aren't lost along the way. It's just a much more efficient way of doing things. And then you have all of that data on our platform to verify that the patient has done everything they're supposed to. And in an empathetic way, we can follow up 2 hours after they get home. Hey, how are you doing? Are you in pain? Yes. Well, is it a 1? Is it a 10? Is it a 5? And based on those answers, you know, hey, we need to see you right away in the emergency room, or I'm glad you're doing well. You know, keep up with your medication. And just that care and reaching out to people on that scale just really hasn't been able to been done before.
We have the capability, I know, of having frequently asked question bots and that kind of stuff that can be built alongside of messaging flows. So this would be like, if anyone's off script and they just have questions about my surgery that happened on Tuesday and I wanted to just follow up, all of that can be pre-built into the software solution to be able to provide those FAQs and responses back to patients. So it wouldn't necessarily have to be, you know, a checklist or something through that follow-up process on their mobile device. By the way, nothing that we are offering has to do with apps. I mean, it can all just be appless and can be through that native form of conversational messaging that happens through text, and text being the medium. Tell me a little bit about the digitalization. I know we talked about the data pieces and some of those elements that you can capture, but like we can also digitalize content, and that could be brochures and that kind of thing. So maybe you could speak on that just a bit.
I mean, just the cost of what we do, being able to take that information and digitize it and send it out over a messaging platform right away saves the printing cost of, and with those materials, we've all been there, right? You grab it, you don't read it, you put it down in your car, it's raining, you step on it, it's a guy, you know, it's gone, right? So, you know, there's an obvious cost advantage to digitizing it. And then you're also, again, tracking, you know, somebody engaging with that piece of material and reading it. Did they read all 10 pages? Did they read one page? You know, where are they at in the process?
Yeah.
And what did that reading that, then what did they do? Did it spur them to, ask questions or buy something, or, you know, in the case of healthcare, schedule an appointment, you know, buy insurance, whatever it is, right?
Yeah. Well, I think as far as cost savings and those kind of things, that was another area I was going to go. I mean, I know that the ERP systems, Epic, and those kind of things are very costly to implement. And I know when I was in the primary care office the other day, just talking to my doctor, one of the challenges he faced was that he's always having to implement this information multiple times. So that preceding message going out to a patient to get understanding, not only so kind of replaying my experience, I go in, I get a clipboard, right? I sit in the lobby for 45 minutes for my meeting. I fill out all of the paperwork. It goes back to the receptionist. They call me back 45 minutes later. A nurse walks in and says, "Hey, you know, what pre-existing conditions do you have?" Which I just filled out on the document before, right? And then the doctor walks in and she's with me for a minute, gets all this information. Doctor walks in, pulls up the Epic system. Now he's going to be typing the notes from the meeting. And that was one of the challenges he said was, you know, I spend a lot of time actually filling out information on the patient. And what we would look to do is provide a seamless interaction from that, the very front end of the office experience, all the way through to that Epic connection, to where if I'm the patient, I could provide that information up front and the physician could just show up with all the notes already baked out right in there. And they could verify those notes and maybe do less work versus having to go in there. But just as far as cost, getting back to that, you know, it's the Epic systems, and those are big monolithic systems that have been put into these healthcare organizations intended for good, right? And it's created a lot of operational challenges for them.
Well, right. And they've solved some problems. They've taken care of some issues, but they've also not really done much. You know, in the case of electronic health record, you can get home and you can send a message through that app and ask a question, but the answer has to be, those questions have to be looked at by somebody in the office.
Right.
And at the end of the day, they've got 173 questions and they have to go in there and manually answer them all. So, you know, what did it really do from an operational time savings? Not much. It's documenting it, but somebody still has to manually. And some of the questions, there might be a couple of questions that aren't handled by our system.
Right.
But out of those 173, that might be two or three instead of answering 173. Right. So
there's this, from an operational messaging perspective, there's a cost savings for creating efficiencies in those solutions that kind of dovetail the Epic system, you know, what they already have today. There's other ERP systems as well. Right. So we're not just talking about Epic, but whatever those systems are, being able to use our conversational messaging appless, being able to connect ahead of time, have that empathetic experience on the front end, fill out all the information and forms, and then be able to dialogue with the physician afterwards about maybe I want to follow up or ask a question, and how all of that operational messaging and those flows can provide savings. You know, that's really where it gets into. Most software is created to solve a problem, and it doesn't necessarily tie into operational savings overall or scalability, for example. So,
well, and beyond cost savings, you know, for a caregiver, they went into that field because they wanted to be a caregiver, right? They didn't want to answer messages at the end of the day. All this, so it actually makes their life better, and it frees them up to provide, in my opinion, a better level of care and let them do what they got into the industry to do in the first place. Right.
That's right. Well, thank you for taking the time today to join us on the Electrify Your Message podcast. Is there anything else you want to share before we sign off here?
That's good for today. I'm fired up about it. It's there are a lot of things that we can do to help the industry. And you know, I guess one thing on the electronic health record side of it, people have made a great investment in those areas, and we don't want to so much take that over, but we want to enhance it and make it better, right? So, yeah, that's just one little add-on.
Very good. Well, thanks for joining us today in Indianapolis, John. It's a privilege to have you here, and so thank you guys for joining us. And so if you want to check us out, you can go to www.klaunch.io. That's klaunch.io. You can chat with us live there. So there are folks down at the bottom right-hand corner. You can chat with us live, or you can text us. Text 55433, text KLaunch, KLAUNCH. L-U-N-C-H to 55433. And we would be happy to chat with you there. Thanks so much for joining us. And until next time, we'll see you.